Welcome to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. I am the female coach to empower your mind and teach you how to become confident in your body. Join me on this voice journey as I hold space for you to reconnect back to yourself. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly Podcast. We are up to episode 84. I am officially 27. I had such a good birthday last week, guys. Considering in the lead up, I guess because of COVID and everything, I wasn't really looking forward to it, but I ate, I drank, I had friends over, and it was really nice. So, and thank you to everyone that hopped on Instagram or Facebook and wished me happy birthday. I really appreciate it. I've been quite the busy bee since then. I feel like I'm in a phase of restructuring a lot of things in my life, particularly the business side of things, but just how I'm doing anything in my life personally as well. So yeah, I feel like I'm going through this restructuring phase. How is everyone else going? Also, I really appreciate last podcast episode, I did share with you guys that I've unfortunately had over the past few months a couple of trolls troll my podcast reviews, and I know that some of you have gone and rated me 5 stars, given me a review. So if that is you, thank you so much. I appreciate it more than you know. And if you haven't, I would love, love, love for you to do that. Rate me 5 stars. You have no idea how much the support actually means to me and the podcast. On that note, we are officially in month 2 of Woman Up Monthly, my membership platform, and this month's topic is masculine versus feminine energy. And I did an amazing masterclass this morning. I could have kept talking, but I'm splitting up the masterclasses in the month, and there was things that I was like, no, Jess, save for next masterclass, or else it's just too much information to bombard the girls with. But honestly, if that is something you're interested in, come check it out in the show notes below. The good thing about this membership is that if you don't feel at any point in time that it's vibing with you, you're not getting value from it, you can cancel at any single time. And there's no cancellation fee. You're not locked in for a certain period of time. I want everyone to be able to experience this. And in saying that, what I am going to do for all my podcast listeners out there, probably for the week, so from today, Wednesday, I'm just looking down at my laptop, June 3rd to see the date, till next podcast episode release, I'm going to leave a link in the show notes below that is going to give you your first month free. So you'll sign up to Woman Up Monthly, you'll be able to have a look what it's about, see if you're getting value, and then go from there. So if you are interested, you get the first 30 days free. You will not only get all of the content from June, but you get all of the content from May. And in May, we were learning about the topic of habits, which was great because I feel like when I am coaching on a particular topic, it really helps me solidify not only what I know, but to implement things that I've forgotten about. So I found the topic on habits really good for me because there was a few things that I was teaching in the masterclasses that I was like, Jess, you need to start doing this again yourself. So yes, I'm going to leave that link in the show notes below. It's only going to be for the next week, but I would love for you just to come check out Woman Up Monthly, come sign up, see what it's about. You get access to masterclasses. You will also get access to exclusive podcast episodes. So the podcast episodes that I share with the Woman Up Monthly community, I will never release. So I won't be releasing it on a public platform like Spotify or iTunes, Himalaya for my Android users. You will only be able to get those podcast episodes on Woman Up Monthly. The difference, I'm pretty open and honest with you lot on the Jessica Pennelly podcast, but I think with these podcast episodes, I just got a little bit more vulnerable because it's a bit of a more intimate, I guess, setting, and I open up a little bit more, I dive deeper into what I initially say on this podcast. It's like the second layer. And yeah, the very first exclusive podcast episode I did record for last month was in regards to the relationships, both platonic and romantic, in my current life. So yeah, go sign up in the show notes below. You get your first month free, and I just cannot wait to have you all there, because I know I have so much support for this podcast, and yeah, it would just mean so much to me. I know there's so many of you that I have never connected with on a like social media platform, and it would be great to put names and faces together, you know what I mean? So yeah, and any questions, you guys know, just send me a DM on Instagram at Jess Pennelly, and I'll answer any of your questions. Anyway, let's get into today's episode. So today's episode, I kind of spoke a little bit about on my Instagram a couple of days ago. And I'm not going to get into on my podcast what's happening in the world of time of recording, June 3rd, 2020. There's a lot going on in regards to politics and racism, and I'm sure that every single person that's listening to this is well aware. I'm not going to go into that. But what I want to share with you all today is something that's kind of been on my mind, not only in regards to this, but I guess the last couple of months, and something that I learnt when I was in the hotel and I got cyberbullied. Something that, yeah, has kind of stuck with me and I have, I guess, dealt with and understood. Now, I'm going to start by saying that this isn't about offending anyone. This isn't about, yeah, anything like negative. This is just, as always, I'm open with you all. And I always want you to gain a different understanding of the way the world can work from these podcast episodes. So basically with what's happening in the world, I've had a few messages on my Instagram basically telling me how I should be using my platform at this point in time, what I should be posting, or just basically telling me what I should be doing and also sharing their unwanted, unasked for opinion. Now, I'm not trying to be rude and I'm not trying to be ignorant to anything. Again, I should have prefaced this by saying that this is applicable to anything. And I said this on my Instagram live and I will stand by this. This is applicable when I was in the hotel. This is applicable to any subject that comes up for, you know, myself personally or the globe or my family. And I remember, you know, thinking this when I was in the hotel of, you know, such low vibrational, nasty people sending me messages of hate and telling me what to do and telling me who I am and telling me what my life is about and just offering opinions that I never asked for and telling me just how to live my life. And what I wanted to share today is something that I feel really strongly about, and I think a lot of you who listen to the podcast can completely resonate with this. If you disagree with something that you see on your social media, whether it's a close friend, whether it's someone you just follow, whether it's your family member, if you disagree and it riles you up that much and you are feeling very emotionally reactive, do not give them an unconstructive, unasked for, unwanted opinion, or do not project what you desire reality to be like onto them. Let me say that again. If you see something on your social media by anyone, friend, family, stranger, especially stranger, do not believe that you have the right to project your desired reality onto that person, especially if they're a stranger. Every single person in this entire world is entitled to their own opinion, their own perspective, their own understanding of the world, their own understanding of how systems should operate, their own understanding of how they should operate and how they should perform things in different ways. Everyone is always going to have their own version of reality. Every single person. I cannot stress that enough. The best thing that you can do, if you are feeling so emotionally riled up by someone, is to A, unfollow them, B, block them, C, continue follow them but be quiet. Or D, like I have had in the past, create a constructive conversation. Constructive being the underlying key word here. And if you, I am someone that I love to have a conversation with someone who has a completely different view to me, that sees the world differently, that has a, you know, different stance on values and beliefs and behaviors and actions. I love that. Do you know why? Because it makes me understand the world from a different perspective. It makes me understand how different people's minds function. It helps me understand why people act and behave the way that they do. Does that necessarily mean that I agree with them? Absolutely not. I've heard some fucking wild, wild perspectives. I've heard fucking crazy theories on how life should be lived. I've heard opinions that have angered me. I've heard opinions that have upset me because they're not congruent with what I believe in. I've heard opinions that have made me feel guilty or opinions that have made me feel frustrated. But I take it and that's it, and I leave it. And I appreciate someone sharing with me their view on the world. If they are doing so, again, underlying word, in a constructive manner, not projecting onto me that that's what I should believe in, that that's how I should act, that that's how I should behave. If someone can share with me their point of view on the world in a conversation that serves us both, and we can, you know, go back and forth and talk about our opinions on a certain topic or our perspective on how something should function, and we can agree to disagree, I love that. And this is something that I want all of you listening right now to adopt and try and do, because I know it's so easy, both sides, so easy to, number one, judge someone and get angry and lash out and give an unwanted opinion, especially to a stranger over the internet. But I think we all need to think twice when it comes to projecting our values onto someone else, or our anger, or our fear, our low vibrational emotions. I think we also all need to think twice when it comes to looking at the world differently. You know, we can find similar people in our life with similar views and values, but then there are going to be people that we come across that are close in our life. I have some of my best friends who have completely, and I mean completely, different opinions and perspectives on certain topics in life. And that's fine. You know, I don't agree with it, but I take it on and say, okay, well, that's the way that you view the world, and that's absolutely okay. Just like how I view the world is absolutely okay. And for all of you listening, whatever your perspective is on anything that is happening in this world, that is okay. You're allowed to have that opinion. You're allowed to believe in what you believe in. But remember, that is your belief. That is your values. Those are your perspectives and the way that you see the world through your own eyes. Don't ever try to project that onto someone else, especially a stranger on the internet. And I've had it done to me a lot over the past year, a lot over the past few months. I don't get angry. I don't get mad. Yeah, sometimes it frustrates me. But I just think those people don't know any better. And that's why I thought it was important for me tonight, it's currently 5:35 p.m., to share this with you all, to kind of think outside the box. Don't get frustrated. Don't get angry. Take on the opinion. Take what resonates, leave what doesn't. If none of it resonates, that's fine. You've seen the other side of the box. Just don't look at it again. And you know, one thing that I've always practiced is, if something really conflicts with my values and my beliefs, either A, take a breath and wait a few moments before you continue the conversation, or B, completely stop it. I have been in conversations where I've gotten to the point where I've been like quite riled up and it's not a constructive conversation anymore. So I literally say, can we please just stop this conversation? Can we change the topic? I don't think I'm ready to address this yet. And you know, when it comes to that, this is all about educating yourself. You know, not even educating yourself just on, you know, different perspectives, but if you are following a trend, if you are doing something just because, if you feel like you need to do something because everyone else in the world is doing something, I really want you to question why you are doing it. What value is it bringing your life? What is it teaching you? What are you learning from what you are doing? I want every single one of you who is listening to this podcast to have your own mind, to think in your own way, because I think that's beautiful. I want you to believe in yourself, even when you have 50,000 people with a different perspective. But I want you to believe in yourself. If that aligns with you and that makes you feel good and you know that's what you value, that is okay. I have literally been in a big group of people and I've seen something to do with a topic completely different to every single other person. Is it a bit unsettling? Of course, because it makes you question. But that's the sheep mentality. That is the sheep mentality. When people just follow what other people are doing, and I don't want any of you to be like that. It's okay to have a different opinion from the masses. It's okay to see things differently. It's okay not having to agree with something just because your friends do or just because your family does. Please remember that. And you know, on the other side of that, think twice before you project an opinion that wasn't asked for. Think twice before you project your desired reality onto someone else. Whether that is your friends or your family, or like I said, even worse, a complete stranger on the internet. I just could never just message someone that I didn't know and, you know, have a go at them. You know, I hate social media sometimes. I really, really do. And I know that everyone that's listening to this podcast episode and listens to the Jessica Pennelly podcast isn't like that. I know you're not. But this is about educating you all that it's okay to have your own opinion. It's okay not to follow the masses. It's okay to have constructive opinions. It's okay to disagree with people you love, but they're still allowed to be in your life. Stick up for yourself. Stay strong. Do what is right for you. Always. Always, always, always. And, you know, it was important for me to share this with you all because I think it right now, you know, it's just important to know that you are allowed to stand together with people, but you're also allowed to stand alone. And I think that's a strong statement because I think we often forget that we can stand alone and it's safe to stand alone. So again, I need to reiterate, this is something that's been on my mind for the past couple of months, and this can be applied to everything in life, to everything in life, things happening now, things happening last year, things that are going to happen in a year's time. It's prevalent to everything. But I'm going to leave you all with that. And as always, if you have any questions or anything you want to discuss to me, I hope you all know by now that I am here to hold space for you all. And I love when you guys message me from the podcast. I love it. I love talking to you and getting to know you. So honestly, don't be afraid. I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Yes, I take some time sometimes to check my requests, but I check it every few days, but I will see your message even if it goes into requests. So don't be afraid to message me. Anyway, I'm going to leave all of you wonderful people with that. And I hope you are having a good day. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. Please don't forget to do something for yourself. And also, I can't wait to see you all up in Woman Up Monthly. First month is free. There are no excuses. I'll see all of you guys soon. I won't see you. I mean, I might if I meet you in person, but I'll speak to all of you guys soon. Bye.